turning a side hustle into a business employing 3 people and achieving 150% annual growth. We're talking jewelry, organic social media, and super clever VIP clubs.
It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello, welcome. It is great to have you tuning in. In today's episode, we're catching up with one of you, with a listener. Eliska got in contact and her story is just so cool and clever. I had to have her on the show. She's going to be going deep into how she focuses on organic social media to grow her business by doing some of those tactics that big businesses just can't copy, and how she goes about building super strong relationships with the best customers. There's loads here to learn, even if you're turning over millions. Trust me, you're still going to learn a lot from Eliska. She'll be up in a second. Before we hear from her, though, please do check out the sponsors. This podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform for brands of all kinds and sizes. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out or you're part of a marketing team at a multinational brand, Klaviyo will give you everything you need to create memorable marketing moments, building customer relationships that keep shoppers coming back time and time again. Get started with a free account today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. Helium 10 is an all-in-one software tool for entrepreneurs to help them start, build, and grow a business on Amazon. Helium 10 has all the tools you need to run your business in one place. No more downloading multiple apps or paying for different software. And I have an incredible offer for you. Get 50% off your first month of a Helium 10 Platinum account when you go to helium10.com/masterplan. That's helium10.com/masterplan. And now to introduce today's special guest. Eliska Krijikova is the co-founder of Sparkle Moments, a Czech Republic minimalist jewelry brand. Founded in 2018, they are on track for £80,000 turnover this year, with growth at a remarkable 150% year on year. Hello, Eliska.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's lovely to have you here. I do believe you are our first guest from the Czech Republic. And we quite often rank high in your podcast chart. So I'm hoping the other people listening to us in the Czech Republic are going to really appreciate having one of your own on the show today. And I'm looking forward to finding a bit about what you've been up to. So how did you end up in e-commerce?
Actually, after my studies, I studied a marketing communication, and then for 6 months, I studied actually in Nottingham in the UK. I decided to start working as a marketing specialist. It was for the fashion brand, but they weren't really like having an e-commerce presence. And then I just transferred to, like, you know, in the Czech Republic, it was like the biggest startup running, focusing on fashion. I started there as a project manager, and actually I worked there for 4 years. And as a side hustle, I just started, you know, with my brand. I was searching for something online and I couldn't find it in the Czech Republic. So like the really, you know, common story, okay, I will just start my brand. So why not, right?
It's often the case, isn't it? Especially if you go and work in another country, or if you're doing a fresh new startup, so you're looking at what's going on in other countries, you're like, why haven't we got that here? And it gives you that idea to get started.
Yes, exactly. Maybe an advice that I heard a lot of time, you know, during some conferences, like, you know, go abroad and just, you know, search for trends and then, you know, bring it to your country. So I was like, okay, you know, I see here a gap. So I will just try it, and, you know, it's a side hustle. So, you know, if it's not going to work, I will try something else. So it was really easy, actually, to start with it. And actually, I made my bridesmaid gifts. That's what I was searching for in the beginning. So, yes,
Oh, wow. So a bridesmaid's gifts to a whole full-on jewellery business. So tell us a bit about the business as it is now, 4 years on from when you launched it. Well, we said you're in the Czech Republic. So where are you selling to? Are you out just in the Czech Republic at the moment?
Yeah, we only sell to Czech Republic and Slovakia, but we are now focusing only on our website. Some, you know, possible cooperations are coming, you know, now and then, but that's something what I am still postponing, as I want to really keep my margin high, and you know, I'm really focusing on profit. I was working in the startup that the main goal was, you know, actually to exit the company one day, and I decided to do the opposite, you know, really have profitable, stable business. So at this moment, it's just the website, and we will see in the future.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, how you have to make that decision quite early on in a business of whether you're going to go all out for the vanity metric of turnover and sales volume, or whether actually you're like, no, I want to earn some money out of this. I want to prove that this can be profitable and that this can look after me and look after my team.
Yeah, actually, the growth is like a slower one when you decide to go with the profitability. And sometimes, you know, when I'm like having a bad mood at home and my husband is like, listen, like you are actually running a profitable, stable business. Like even I cannot say that. We have tons of orders, but we are not making a lot of money. So actually, this is what I'm proud of, that, you know, we are still keeping a quite nice margin, and we know how to price our products to still keep it running and, you know, pay salary to everyone and not, you know, having like a charity or having an exit strategy and just hunting for new customers everywhere.
Nice. Well, we'll get into how you hunt for new customers shortly. But what platform have you built the business on? Are you on Shopify, Magento, or something else?
We are using a Czech platform. It's called ShopTet, and it's like the biggest one in the Czech Republic. We transferred to that 3 months ago from WordPress using the WooCommerce. And actually, it was really a huge one. The conversion rate tripled. So
wow,
it was a great one for us.
That's what everyone dreams of with a site move. It's like most of us sit there going, please don't let the conversion rate go down. Please don't let the conversion rate go down.
Yeah.
So trebling is brilliant. So that was definitely a move that's paid off.
Yeah, I saw my numbers, you know, in Google Analytics, and I was like, okay, you know, it can get really even bad than it is now. So, you know, let's just make it happen. And then in 1 week, we just transferred the whole website to the new platform, and you know, since the day one, it was like really growing. Like, you know, I didn't even expect like how much it will help to us to transfer to the new platform, so I'm really glad that we did it.
Nice. Well, we shall have to let them know you're on the podcast singing their praises, because that's a ringing endorsement. And what does the team look like? How many of you are there now?
Actually, now the team consists of me and my two colleagues. 3 months ago, I decided to quit actually the jewelry making part and just, you know, focusing on the business and strategy and marketing. So that was a huge one for me. So now one colleague is focusing on the jewelry making and customer service, and the other one is more like, you know, administration support. Sometimes she helps with packaging orders, and we have like a different KPIs. For me, it's like, you know, I have to bring customers. This is my role. This is my duty here. And the other one, she is like, you know, everyone needs to be happy with their order, with their customer service. So, you know, she's like taking care of after the purchase. And she's like helping with the retention. So we kind of split the KPI. So maybe like every day, small tasks, we remind ourselves that, you know, my job is to bring customer and your one is like to make them like really happy. So they will share with everyone like, you know, this is the great brand and jewelry and, you know, you should check their website.
Very cool. I love the simplicity of that, because I love simple and powerful things. And just that reminder every day, my job is to bring in new customers. Is what I'm doing going to help us bring in new customers? Yes or no? And obviously, jewelry making, you know, physically making the jewelry wasn't helping bringing in new customers. So it makes total sense to bring someone on board who can look after that bit to free you up to find new customers.
Exactly.
I love it. Very super simple, but super effective. And how has it been turning what was your side hustle into something that now has two other people working in it? Has it been a fun journey, or do you kind of long for the side hustle days still?
I think that, you know, I should do it much earlier than I did it. When I quit the startup job, I was freelancing marketing stuff for some brands and still having it as a side hustle because I was not really like trusting in myself. So now in the beginning, like if I could go back, I would just, you know, quit the side hustle kind of mode and go full in like much earlier. Yeah, that's maybe the only regret I have, that I was like not sure about myself for so long.
There's at least half of the audience are going, yep, been there, should have done the same thing. I should have grown, should have hired before I hired, should have taken it seriously before I took it seriously. And the other half are going, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not quite ready yet. So hopefully we've inspired a few more people to take that leap. Now, what we should talk about is we should talk about how you're going about getting the customers, because a lot of businesses try, you know, feel like they have to become non-profit making in order to be able to grow. And you've got some amazing growth metrics going on. You're growing at speed, but you're also managing to be profitable and to pay everybody. So what's your kind of recipe for new customer acquisition success?
Actually, I would say even nowadays, it's like organic traffic from Instagram. We have a lot of, you know, target customers there, and reels are really helping nowadays. Like if you can create something fun or something like really beautiful or viral, it will just go insane. Like 100,000s of people will see your video. And like, of course, you cannot measure them in like a purchases, but for the brand awareness, I think it's really great. And then be consistent on your social media channels. Like, of course, we have a paid social ads, but we are doing a lot of work organic, and we still see how much powerful it is even nowadays, even with, you know, all those accounts out there. So, and definitely creating a customer relationship. That's something what we can still do because we are such a small company. So it's really easy. For example, when someone appraises our work, for example, on Instagram message, we always reply them with the video and they just love it. You know, like we record video, we say their name, they can see our faces and they just love it so much. And, you know, it's definitely a wow factor for them that, you know, someone is taking time, you know, to make video like, wow.
It's kind of the completely non-fakeable side of replying to customers to say thanks for saying nice things. It's here's a video of me saying your name in response. Yeah. So you can't outsource that. It's just not possible.
Yeah, and I have a kid and my colleague has a kid. So, you know, we have to be really productive. So this is the fastest way how you can actually reply to someone. So, and, you know, if you have a bad day, you can always use filter. So it's fine. It will help you.
So we see you doing lots of filtered posts on your Instagram. No, it's not the best day going on right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's obviously a lot of noise about reels going on in the world at the moment. So have you got a couple of tips for anyone who's thinking of posting their first reel? You know, should they go into the warehouse and show some products? Should they do something that's very, you know, fun and entertaining? How do they get involved with reels?
We try to mix those aspects. So, of course, we have some, you know, showing products. We are definitely showing like how we are making your jewelry. Those are very successful always. And we also try to use fun videos. Like we are making kind of, you know, two moms characters kind of. They are really funny. I can relate to them, you know. kind of a strategy. So there is always one fun video and one promoting a new collection, and then behind the scenes work great as well. And we are also trying to use the trend audio. So, you know, we search for them and we save them and then try to do it in our way. And that's what I think that they like, you know, it's kind of obvious that, you know, people online search for fun stuff. So we have to do fun of us a lot, like a lot.
So it really is about building that real relationship with a customer by showing them the personality of the brand. I mean, like, we say it a lot, but that's what you have to do, isn't it?
Yeah, like last week we were dancing with our coffee maker. It was doing the sound, and, you know, we just started dancing, and then we were like, you know, when you have a kid, you don't sleep at all during the night and then you have to go to work. So just, you know, let's make a lot of coffee and, you know, dance during that. And it was really good. Like a lot of people, like the women and moms, could relate to that. So on our website, we are like really like minimalist, elegant stuff and, you know, personalized jewelry. But on Instagram, we don't mind to make fun of us and, you know, just be there for the audience, and we try to not bore them a lot. So I hope that they are enjoying it as well.
I love that. And I'm really pleased you made the point that, yeah, anyone who heads over to your website, they will see that it's a very classy, beautiful, you know, elegant jewelry site with beautiful, elegant jewelry. And, you know, I think we often can fall into that trap of thinking that because of my brand is this, I can't take a video of myself dancing to the noise my coffee machine is making. But actually, you know, the people who love your product are still the ones who are going, yeah, sometimes I have to do that too, just to make it through the day. So it resonates.
Yes. And actually last week we finished our customer survey, and it was like, more than 50% of people were like, you know, you are looking like my friend. I can imagine like we are going out for coffee, or we are following you on Instagram because, you know, you are so real and you don't play anything. Like, we love your products. But I maybe, yeah, one lady was like, you know, I'm your stalker. Like, I watch all your videos because, you know, it's such a fun. And they are really like appreciating this, I don't know how to say it, like one-on-one approach. Like, it's still like marketing, but, you know, it's not like we are a huge brand. We have like people of 10 in our marketing team, and, you know, it's anonymous and stuff. So we are everywhere. We are even on our package, you will get our photo, like of me and my colleague saying thank you for your order. So we are really trying to, you know, show the people that we are still local, small, you know, doing everything here, handmade and stuff.
Excellent. I love it, because I love how you're leveraging your own skill set. You know, you're clearly very comfortable doing the Instagram thing, which not everybody is, and leveraging the you know, the power and the brand of your business in ways that big brands just can't replicate in order to be successful as a smaller business. And I think quite often small brands try to be like the big brands and miss the point. You know, the benefits you can get from being small are well worth capitalizing on.
Yeah, actually, when we brainstorm, like, well, you know, what is the next strategy, or what are we going to do as the next new one thing? I am thinking, like, you know, there are a huge international players. So what we can do, being local, being small, but they cannot do it anymore, because, you know, they cannot just go that far. Like, we are preparing something for Christmas, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of big companies will not be able to do that because they are just, you know, too big for that. But we can still afford to do personalized custom work. So yeah, this is something what we are also thinking about when, you know, creating new stuff, you know, how we can stand out, actually, like being a small one, like we are still small. So we can afford things other companies cannot. So
I love it. And Aliska, you mentioned that you've been thinking about what comes next. So clearly there's a lot of scope still left with what you're doing on Instagram to keep getting those new customers in. But have you got anything you're able and allowed to share with us about what you've got planned for the rest of this year?
Yeah, actually, next week we are launching the new collection. And actually, this is like the first collection that I hand-drawn. And then, you know, we got the metal stamps that we are using for the personalization. We got them from Ukraine, and it's going to be like our first collection that is like just my work. And, you know, no one can replicate that. So this is a big one for us because it's a bit expensive to have them created. So, you know, I'm really glad that now I finally can afford that. And then we are actually launching a new product range because I was thinking like we can keep, you know, acquiring new customers. And, you know, as I know from the previous work, that's going to cost more and more and, you know, a lot of money, and it's going to raise in during the times. Or I can focus on our first time second buyers and, you know, create for them a new product range. So we are a little bit adding accessories. So minimalistic purses, notebooks, keychains, everything with the personalization of your name, of your initials. And I hope that, you know, this will help me with the retention. So I don't have to focus as much as for, you know, yes, I still have to acquire new ones, but I wanted to create something for our customers and our fan base. And this year for me, it's more about the retention. You know, creating the secret club for our customers, the one with the highest lifetime value. And the last one is the Christmas campaign. Like, I'm proud that, you know, from June, we are already thinking about the Christmas and what we will do and how we can learn from the previous year. And this year will be about, actually, we want to solve the problem of every man in this world, like, you know, gift and packaging and everything. So this year we will present something special, which will mean that, you know, when you order from us, you will just take the package and put it under the tree. And it will not be the regular paper packaging. It's going to be something really special. You will not have to write the name on it. Everything will be perfectly done for you. And everything will be just, you know, for free during the Christmas. So I hope that, you know, guys will relate to that because, you know, I see my husband during Christmas, so I know.
I can see the men of the Czech Republic racing to your door to sort out their Christmas presents. And I can see the men outside the Czech Republic going, God, I wish someone would do that for me. Now, you mentioned though that you're doing a VIP club. So I really ought to ask you about that. So are you, I guess the biggest question about a VIP club is it something you're telling people about so they can aspire to become a member? Or is it something that you only find out about once you've qualified? Is it really secret?
Yeah, it is. Like once, I just mentioned it once during the whole time. And I got few messages like, how is it possible that I am not in that club, right? Because we didn't share like what are the conditions. Yeah. So it was just once. But the whole point is that, you know, we will send you the welcome package and with a lot of gifts. We partnered with some really nice small local from the same city brand. So we are sending, like, I would say, really nice package. They have the special care. Actually, I am sending them emails from my private email. So I am not using the tool for that. And they have actually, we send them text messages on the phone when they have the birthday. So we, you know, saved all their names. So for example, if you are in our club and you will call us, we exactly know that you are calling. So we will be like, hi, Chloe, how are you? What we can do for you, right? So, yeah. And we are about to send them one extra package during the whole year. They don't know when and they don't know what's going to be. And always jewelry is included. It's always something what you cannot purchase. So it's special for them only. And some, I would say, another fun gifts included. And of course, like 15% off, you know, for the new collection, etc. Because something what we really are strict about is that we are not discounting during the whole year. We don't do any season sales, nothing. We do just one during the whole year. It's my birthday. And, you know, it's like a tradition from the days before, so I cannot cut it. But, you know, I try to avoid those discounts and I hope that, you know, I will be able to manage that in the future, because, you know, I am coming from the brand where it was all about 80% discounts and stuff. And, you know, you don't want to go there.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
Success in 2021 means building stronger relationships with your customers. Last year saw a lot of consumers switching to buy online, leading to surges in new customer acquisition. So how are you planning on turning your new first-time buyers into profitable repeat customers? Well, that's what Klaviyo is for. Klaviyo helps businesses create memorable marketing moments through email, SMS, and personalized website experiences. And that is what creates repeat purchases. That's why Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform, is used by over 50,000 e-commerce brands around the world. Get started with your free account today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. Helium 10 is an all-in-one software tool for entrepreneurs to help them start, build, and grow a business on Amazon. Whether you're just starting or are several years into e-commerce, it is a must-have tool for your business, and I have an incredible offer for you. Get 50% off your first month of a Helium 10 Platinum account when you go to helium10.com/masterplan. That's helium10.com/masterplan.
It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, Eliska, you've given us so many ideas already, but we're now going to do the top tips section. And I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. So Eliska, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, the book top tip. Now, I know you've told me this is your favorite one, so I'm hoping you've got a great answer for this. So the book top tip: if everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
It was hard to pick just one. But after the consideration, I selected The Profit First from Michael Ovick, because this is just your cash flow game changer. Like, how to manage your cash flow in 5 minutes a week. Like, it just blown my mind. Great book.
Amazing book. You picked a very good one there. Okay. And anyone who hasn't read it yet, read it now, this Friday. Do it. Traffic top tip then. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Yeah, I will repeat myself. I still think it's organic from, you know, social media, Instagram mostly, maybe TikTok, but we are not on TikTok, so I cannot confirm that.
I'm really pleased you said Instagram and organic Instagram, because if you hadn't, I'd be really worried about what we've been talking about, because it's clearly such an important channel for you guys. So that's excellent. Thank you. The tool top tip: maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
Actually, at this moment, we are trialing Monday.com. We switched from Trello because I just got a feeling that, you know, it's not enough and it's missing some really great features. So now we are in trialing Monday.com. And I think that if you love the visual softwares and automations and stuff, that you should definitely try that.
Excellent. So it's going well so far, the Monday trial.
Yeah, it's great. Like, you know, my colleagues, they don't appreciate it much because, you know, change, that always hurts. But I just love it because it's like creating, like, it's like giving me a lot of space with the automations. Like, I don't have to think every Monday what we should do because, you know, the items are just creating themselves. So this is perfect for me. I think we will stick with that.
Nice. I'm sure they'll come around. Okay, the growth top tip. If you met someone today who's focused on growing their business from 100 orders per month to 1,000, what would be your number one tip for them?
I have one that is really boring, but I think that you have to really have healthy business from the beginning. So I would be like, you know, get your prices right, count your margin, you know, have a healthy profit, and then you can really go out there and try 1,000 orders, but, you know, just with the profitable business.
You say boring, but essential advice, because if you haven't got the price and the margin right when you're doing 100 orders, the problem is only going to get worse as you scale up.
Yeah.
You're just going to make it worse for yourself. So that's perfect advice. Eliska, before we say goodbye, could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business on the web, please?
So if you want to see some fun videos, you know, of two mummies and, you know, getting embarrassed, then you should check out Sparkle Moments CZ on Instagram. I hope you will enjoy some fun and, you know, maybe get inspired that, you know, you can create fun reels as well. And, you know, it's, I think, really great tools you should try before everyone else will.
Love it. Cool. And they can find your website via that as well, can't they? So
yes.
Excellent. So there you go, guys. Head over to Instagram and see what Aliska and her team are up to, because it seems like we could all learn a lot from you on that platform. So Aliska, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. Thank you for listening as well. And it's been great, great chatting with you. So thank you.
Thank you so much. It was an honor. You know, I check all your podcasts. So I'm really blessed, and this is just a great experience. So thank you for that, that, you know, you decided to invite even someone from Czech Republic, and, you know, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Like I said, it's been brilliant having you on, and you've shared a lot of great advice. So thanks, Aliska. Loads of great insight and advice there from Aliska. And I think I said it in the interview and I'll say it again. I think there is so much to be embraced as a smaller e-commerce business by embracing those tactics that the bigger companies just can't copy, because at scale, they just financially don't make sense. For a small business, it enables you to really build on your strengths. And when I say small business, I don't just mean the 80K that Aliska's doing. I think, you know, up to the 500,000 mark, you can still be embracing these more focused, more one-on-one, more personal communication method. So loads of great tips there from Aliska. I hope that's got all your brains kind of buzzing with stuff you could be doing. To get your hands on the notes from today's show, including our top tips, links to what we've mentioned and more, head over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast. There you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. And if you like this episode, make sure you check out episode 320, that's 320, where I was chatting, very similarly, about turning a jewelry business from a side hustle to a full-time job, but this time with Daniel McClen, who has quite a different take on it. So well worth having tuning into that episode as well. And it was a hugely popular episode earlier this year. Plus, if you after that are thinking, whoa, I need to do more on Instagram, or gosh, we need a better loyalty program, then make sure you are subscribed to our sister podcast, Keep Optimizing, because we are about to be doing a whole month on organic social, followed by a whole month on loyalty. Each week, I'll be talking to a different expert on those topics. If you want to be subscribed for all of that, then just search Keep Optimizing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google, and find us and hit follow. Thank you so much for tuning into this and every episode of the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help e-commerce business owners just like you to succeed and thrive with their business. So if you know someone this show can help, please do tell them to listen to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Have a brilliant week, and don't forget, as always, to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.